The detained individuals are members of pro-democracy groups and resistance committees who organized protests against the military coup in Sudan. Security agents arrested the activists during the protest on the streets and in their homes. A group of Sudanese lawyers who voluntarily teamed up and called themselves emergency lawyers are offering legal support to the detainees and their families. Speaking to South Sudan in Focus in Khartoum today, lawyer Samira Sheikh Idris, a member of the group, says 27 detainees at Soba Prison began a hunger strike yesterday as a means to pressure authorities to release them. Idris says after spending nearly 2 months behind bars, the detainees have yet to be charged.
They are detained without any charges leveled against them, which is a clear violation of the law. And this is regarded as part of enforced disappearance, arbitrary arrest, or unlawful detention. So they should be released or be charged in a court of law after leveling clear charges against them.
Earlier this week, some families of detainees who are members of resistance committees called on Sudanese authorities to release their loved ones. Some of them told this program the detainees are not allowed to be visited by family members, lawyers, or doctors. Idris says authorities should allow the detainees to meet with family members and lawyers in accordance with the law.
The authorities have kept them in detention and prevented anybody from visiting them from their family members or their lawyers. That's why it's difficult to even follow up with them. They don't have any channel of communication with people outside.
Since the October 2021 coup led by Army Commander Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, hundreds of pro-democracy groups and members of resistance committees have been arrested and detained after military leaders declared a state of emergency across the country. Idris says he and other lawyers have urged the military to release the political detainees.
We as emergency lawyers have addressed the judicial system asking for their immediate release, but there was not positive response. They are detained under the state of emergency law, which was issued by head of the Sovereign Council and is to be implemented by the State Security Committee.
Late last week, Sudanese authorities released 3 female detainees from the Taibad Women's Prison, where the women were held for nearly a month without charge. No explanation was given for their release. Idris says the volunteer lawyers will not give up in their quest to get the detainees released.
We will continue to pressure the authorities who ordered for the detention of these individuals, being through the public prosecutor, security committee, or the governor, or the administration of the national security, and any other entities.
Last week, a Sudanese court ordered the release of former Sudanese cabinet minister Khalid Omar Youssef and 5 other political detainees who were charged with different offenses, including dishonesty. The presiding judge said there was not enough evidence to convict them. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.